Today, for the first time in the history of our movement, celebrating most probably all over the world the disappearance of a great devotee, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
E oggi, per prima volta nella storia del nostro movimento, si celebrerà, si celebra in tutto il mondo, i devoti in tutto il mondo stanno celebrando la scomparsa di un grande devoto e un discepolo di Srila Prabhupada.
One year ago, in the at around, I believe 5:30. Yes, 5:30. His Holiness Dhammakrishna Maharaj passed away near Fulyagram, the town where Haridas Thakur had chanted his Vrata of Nans.
E esattamente un anno fa, alle 5:30 del mattino, questa giornata, Sua Santità Dhammakrishna Goswami ha lasciato il corpo, ha lasciato questo mondo, a Fulyagram, che è il luogo dove Haridas Thakura aveva compiuto il voto di cantare 300.000 nomi al giorno, dove cantava regolarmente.
When, it's near Shida Mayapur.
Mm-hmm. Che è vicino a Mayapur.
When the devotees all over the world heard this, a great shock went through our movement, because everyone knew that Dhammakrishna Maharaj had been extremely instrumental in helping Prabhupada to shape the movement in the form in which it came out.
E quando la notizia si sparse in tutto il nostro movimento fu un grande shock per tutti, perché tutti conoscevano, sapevano che Dhammakrishna Goswami era stato uno strumento importante nell'aiutare Srila Prabhupada a formare il movimento come è adesso, come lo vediamo adesso.
Yes. So today we will talk something about Dhammakrishna Maharaj, to remember him and glorify him.
Quindi oggi parleremo un po' di Dhammakrishna Maharaj.
We have chosen a very nice verse from the Bhagavatam as our theme. Yes, it is there. Please repeat after me. Bhavat Vida Bhagavata. Bhavat Vida Bhagavata. Tirtha Bhuta Svayam Vibhu.
Tirtha Bhuta Svayam Vibhu.
Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Svantastena Gadabrita.
Svantastena Gadabrita.
A very nice example has been given here. Where the Lord is needs a bulb so that we can perceive the electrical energy.
Però ci vuole la lampadina per percepire l'energia elettrica.
In the same way as a bulb manifests the electrical energy in the form of light, a great devotee of the Lord can manifest the Lord for our perception.
Proprio come la lampadina manifesta la luce, cioè e così dimostra che c'è l'elettricità, così allo stesso modo il puro devoto del Signore con la sua presenza manifesta il Signore.
Without the presence of the, for instance, this light bulb, we would not understand that there is electricity.
Se per esempio non avessimo queste lampadine sotto la testa, noi non potremmo capire che in questa stanza c'è l'elettricità.
But now we can look at this beautiful Italian chandelier and understand, well, it is now in this building we have the flow of electrical energy.
Adesso noi guardiamo questo bel calendario, lampadario italiano, e possiamo capire che in questo edificio c'è l'energia elettrica.
In the same way, you know, the devotee will talk so nice about Krishna, and he will engage so determinedly in Krishna's service that we think there must be Krishna.
E il devoto parla così bene di Krishna, il puro devoto, e è impegnato così bene costantemente a servizio di Krishna che noi pensiamo ci deve essere Krishna, vedendolo pensiamo ci deve essere Krishna.
When we meet an effulgent devotee, we are immediately convinced there must be Krishna, otherwise this devotee wouldn't be like he is.
E quando vediamo un devoto effulgente, entusiasta, noi immediatamente pensiamo, ma ci deve essere Krishna, altrimenti questa persona non potrebbe essere così come me.
In this way the devotee manifests Krishna in this world.
Così in questo modo Krishna, il devoto manifesta Krishna in questo modo.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada would often talk about his disciples as, let me say, special souls who had been sent to him to help manifest Krishna in this world.
Prabhupada spesso disse che i suoi discepoli sono stati mandati da Krishna per aiutarlo a manifestare, a diffondere la coscienza di Krishna in questo mondo.
Yeah. In one letter he said, for instance, my spiritual master knew that I alone could not do this great work.
In una lettera Prabhupada dice, il maestro spirituale sapeva che io da solo non avrei potuto portare avanti questo grande lavoro.
Therefore he has very kindly sent you all to help me in this great task.
Perciò gentilmente lui ha mandato tutti voi per aiutarmi a portare avanti questo grande compito.
I accept you therefore as representatives of my Guru Maharaj.
Quindi io vi accetto come rappresentanti del mio Guru Maharaj.
Playing as my affectionate disciples.
Che agiscono come miei affezionati discepoli.
How nice Prabhupada spoke about his devotees, his disciples. Yes. Now, one of these disciples, or devotees, was Tamakrishna Maharaj.
Uno di questi discepoli devoti era Tamakrishna Maharaj.
Whenever there was something very difficult to do in our movement, Srila Prabhupada would say, get Tamal.
E ogni volta che c'era qualche compito molto difficile nel nostro movimento, che ogni devoti diceva, portate Tamal.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada would say, get Tamal. For instance, it was Tamakrishna Maharaj who introduced the street chanting in America. Yeah, he had a very, let us say, interesting program, which I will talk about in a little while, where he would, which would help to make the Hare Krishna movement so popular.
Aveva un programma particolare che fra poco spiegherò che aiuta a rendere più popolare la coscienza di Krishna.
But let us first concentrate a little on the main point that the devotees help manifest Krishna in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world 500 years ago, and it is said that with him he brought a wish-fulfilling desire tree.
E quando Chaitanya Mahaprabhu apparve 500 anni fa in questo mondo, portò con sé un albero dei desideri.
This tree has grown all over the world and manifested fruits of Krishna consciousness.
E questo albero si è diffuso in tutto il mondo e ha manifestato i frutti della coscienza di Krishna.
Our movement is part of this Chaitanya tree.
Il nostro movimento è parte di questo albero del Chaitanya.
And we can say Srila Prabhupada is especially empowered by Mahaprabhu to really help this tree grow to places like Italy, Europe, America, and so on.
E Srila Prabhupada è stato potenziato personalmente da Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu per diffondere questo albero dappertutto, in posti come l'Italia, l'Europa, l'America.
Lord Chaitanya would say, I am one gardener of this bhakti tree. But I request all the devotees to become similar gardeners, to take care of the tree and distribute the fruits. Hare Krishna Govardhan Puja Prabhu. Now, one of the sub-trees of the Chaitanya trees are all these branches.
È uno di questi rami secondari di Chaitanya che sono questi rami.
You also grow on the Chaitanya tree.
Anche voi siete cresciuti sull'albero di Chaitanya.
Yes, Moksha Rupi is a little branch on the tree. Ram Kirtan is another very nice branch. Guru Charan Prabhu is a managing and singing branch. Managing and singing branch. Cantare. Manajare. Yes. So, and there was one tamal tree. In the little Prabhupada wrote once the tamal. Perhaps you know tamal is a nice tree in Vrindavan. And because the color of the tree exactly resembles the color of Lord Krishna. Therefore, Srimati Radharani always used to take rest underneath the tamal tree. When she was feeling separation from Krishna. Yes, he wrote him to explain his name. Yes. Now this very powerful helper of Srila Prabhupada and branch on the Chaitanya tree has left the world 1 year ago.
Adesso questo importante ramo dell'albero di Chaitanya ha lasciato questo mondo un anno fa.
He left in an accident.
Ha lasciato in un incidente.
Usually accidents are considered to be a very inauspicious form of leaving the body.
Generalmente gli incidenti sono considerati un modo inauspicioso, non propizio di lasciare il corpo.
But we hear that whatever happens in the holy dham, auspicious or inauspicious, is auspicious by the touch of the dham.
Però è detto che qualsiasi cosa succede nel dham, nel luogo sacro, che sia auspicioso o inauspicio, propizio o non propizio, lo stesso diventa propizio.
Yes, everything is lifted up to the auspicious platform by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Quel luogo santo, tutto quanto diventa
Hare Krishna. You can look at a nice picture, this will help. Yes. So, we think that Krishna or Prabhupada must have called Tamal to do some important work somewhere else.
E noi pensiamo, siamo convinti che Srila Prabhupada ha chiamato Tamal Krishna per fargli fare qualche compito importante da qualche altro parte.
Let me tell you a little bit how powerful Tamal Krishna Maharaj was in serving Prabhupada.
E adesso vi racconto qualcosa per far vedere quanto era potente Tamal Krishna nel suo servizio
a Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Srila Prabhupada had this big desire to bring Krishna consciousness to the people of America.
Srila Prabhupada aveva questo grande desiderio di portare la coscienza di Krishna agli americani.
So he went every day to go to one particular park, the Tompkins Square Park, to chant there and explain about Krishna consciousness. Later, it was Tama Krishna Maharaj in Los Angeles who took out the devotees every day to Hollywood Boulevard. They used to chant, then they would explain, and then they would go around with a big concha like this and collect a lot of Lakshmi.
Ed era proprio Tama Krishna che poi più tardi a Los Angeles portava fuori tutti i giorni i devoti a cantare tutto il giorno, poi spiegavano un po' la filosofia, poi passavano dopo con una grossa conchiglia a raccogliere donazioni e raccoglievano molte offerte.
But Tama Krishna was not satisfied with this.
Però Tama Krishna non era soddisfatto di questo.
He once had explained that his mistake is he cannot think small.
Una volta lui spiegò, lui stesso spiegò che il suo problema è che non riusciva a pensare in piccolo.
So very soon he purchased greyhound buses.
E molto presto comprò dei bus, dei pullman.
These were the long distance buses.
Vuol dire pullman molto grandi, che
And filled them with brahmacharis.
Li riempì con dei brahmachari.
And deities. And then went to every town and village in America to chant. They particularly went to a university campus. And together with his friend Vishnu Janan Maharaj, they would chant the whole day in Tamil. Krishna Maharaj would look who was hearing very interestedly. And then he would secretly leave the bhajan and all of a sudden be next to that person. And he developed a particular style to convince the person in 5 minutes to give up his material life and join Krishna consciousness. He described very accurately the uselessness of material life. And he described the attractiveness of traveling with a greyhound bus all over America and cantare e danzare in the association of devotees.
Sentimentalmente era molto esperto invece nel decantare, nel glorificare la bella vita che si faceva su questi pullman, viaggiando liberamente, cantando e danzando in compagnia dei devoti.
Later he also developed the back to Godhead distribution.
E poi più avanti sviluppò la distribuzione dei DPG.
Actually our whole movement became influenced by this back to Godhead and also book distribution. Now, in 69, Srila Prabhupada had sent his first disciples to Europe and in particular to London.
Nel 69 Srila Prabhupada mandò i suoi primi discepoli in Europa e particolarmente a Londra.
And they had met George Harrison of the Beatles and together produced a Hare Krishna record which was soon in the hit parades all over Europe, including Italy and Germany, I remember.
I devoti presto incontrarono George Harrison e insieme a lui, insieme ai Beatles, produssero questo album, Hare Krishna album.
No, single, it was a single, yes.
Single.
Yes. And this went in the hit parade.
Questo disco andò, fece così successo che andò nei primi posti in tutta Europa, compreso l'Italia, Germania.
Yeah. I remember when I was a young person, one morning I was sitting and hearing the hit parade.
Si ricorda che un giorno stavo ascoltando la hit parade.
And yes, and I would listen with great enthusiasm to these modern Vishnamantra.
E poi sentito a un certo punto un annuncio che diceva, adesso c'è un disco che è molto inconsueto, inusuale, hippie, un disco hippie, inconsueto, mistico, che è il mantra di Krishna.
I put the radio full blast. Hare Krishna, this, you know this song, no? This, I mean, no, yeah, of course we know the song, but I mean this, where Yamuna sings, yes?
Maharaj è rimasto sorpreso, ha alzato il volume al massimo, e abbiamo sentito il mantra di Krishna appunto cantato da Mataji Yamuna.
Yes, and in the beginning I couldn't dance according to this.
Però all'inizio quando sento questo disco non riuscivo a danzare, non capivo che ritmo ha.
But I liked it immediately.
Però mi piace immediatamente.
Yes. But this was only a record.
Però era solo un disco.
Prabhupada saw the potential in Europe for developing Krishna consciousness, and immediately he said, "Get Tamal to Europe."
Prabhupada riconobbe subito il grande potenziale di distribuzione della coscienza di Krishna in Europa e disse: chiamate Tamal.
Take your formula and apply it in London.
E disse a Tamal: prendi la tua formula, la formula che hai fatto, e applica a Londra.
And he came to London and introduced this street chanting there.
E poi arrivò a Londra e introdusse questo canto varinante le strade.
Then he came to Hamburg.
Poi arrivò anche a Hamburgo.
And then to Paris.
Poi Parigi.
And it was in Hamburg where I met him.
E io l'ho incontrato a Hamburgo.
It must be in the winter of 1970.
Deve essere stato nell'inverno del 1970.
I was just with my mother out. I was just young, maybe 15 years. I was out purchasing some items for the birthday of my older brother.
Io ero fuori con mia madre a fare una spesa, a comprare un regalo per il mio fratello più grande, e avevo circa 15 anni.
It was snowing and quite unpleasant.
E nevicava e abbastanza spiacevole il tempo.
So we went into this department store, Karstadt.
E siamo andati in questo magazzino chiamato
Karstadt, yes. And before the department store, I saw the devotees.
E di fronte a questo supermercato ho visto i devoti.
They were chanting this hit song, Hare Krishna.
E cantavano la canzone Hare Krishna.
That's all how I knew them, yes. And they were dancing.
E anche danzavano.
And I was so interested because finally there was someone who was an expert how to dance to this song.
Ed ero molto attratto perché ho detto, visto, c'è qualcuno che è capace di danzare con questa canzone.
I said, Mother, let me study this. Yes.
Ho detto a mia madre, lasciami vedere, lasciami studiare.
She said, we are already late, we have to buy the things and prepare the birthday.
Mamma diceva, ma no, ci siamo già in ritardo, dobbiamo andare a comprare.
And she pulled me in the department store. Then I said, Mother, I have to go to the toilet. Then my mother said, okay, then go down to these people. I will meet you there. So I was listening very, very attentively and studying all the dance movements. Hare Krishna, that was very nice. And then all of a sudden, there was someone next to me. I turned around and I was shocked. It was a devotee. He had observed me and had decided I'm a good object of his mercy. It was Tama Krishna Goswami. Yes. I was asking him, can you please tell me what exactly are you singing?
Allora io gli ho chiesto, ma mi potete dire per favore cosa state cantando esattamente?
And in very broken German, he knew a little German, he explained, this is the names of God.
In un tedesco così un po' povero, un po' rotto, cercò, sapeva qualche parola, cercò di spiegarmi il significato del mantra.
Nome di Dio. So he... took a paper out because I didn't. I just liked the music, but it never dawned on me that one can sing along to this. I was not very intelligent. Yes.
Mi piaceva la musica, però non pensavo che si potessero cantare insieme.
I sing like these people, you know, who we meet on Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I did not know the whole mantra. Yes. So he wrote down the mantra for me. And he said, here, this is on a piece of paper, you now must chant this every day.
Allora mi scrive, prendi questo pezzo di carta, c'è scritto un mantra, mi disse Tama Krishna, adesso cantalo ogni giorno.
Anyone who knew Tama Krishna Maharaj knew he had an iron will, and when he said something, you had to do it. An iron will like iron.
Iron will.
Yes.
E chi conosce, tutti quelli che conoscevano Tama Krishna sanno che il suo volere era ferreo.
And because he had such pure motives, you know, you also like to do it.
Ma siccome le sue motivazioni erano pure, allora piace anche fare quello che lui chiedeva.
Normally, when someone tells you something, you think, who are you to tell me?
Generalmente, quando qualcuno ci chiede di fare qualcosa, noi pensiamo.
But if the person is very pure, you like to do it. When you see that he has good motives, of course I do it. Yes. I think we all know when we come for Jamashtami on the altar and the pujari tells us, bathe the Lord, take this now, make this, we immediately follow everything exactly because we know, he knows and he has good motives. Yes. So when there is a powerful devotee of the Lord who has spiritual motives, we should like to follow him.
E quando conosciamo un potente devoto del Signore che ha delle buone motivazioni, a noi dovrebbe piacerci seguirlo, dovrebbe essere contenti di farlo.
It is in our best interest.
Perché è per il nostro miglior interesse.
Now it was in the midst of the 1970 that she...
Every day?
What?
Then you sing.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
A little bit, I mean, not like a sadhana, but maybe 5 minutes.
Yes. Then
I was restless to do my other things, yes. And I remember we had a musical group called The Strangers. We felt like strangers. And before we started our loud music, we would put a candle, some incense, and cantare Hare Krishna.
Prima di iniziare la musica accendevamo una candela, un incenso e cantavamo Hare Krishna.
Yes, it was very good. Ben. So, then in the midst of the 70s, 1970, Prabhupada wanted to spread Krishna consciousness in a grand scale in India.
E poi, nell'età degli anni 70, Srila Prabhupada desiderò, iniziò a diffondere la coscienza di Krishna su grande scala
India. Now, everyone who was in India knows how difficult it is to organize any little thing. Nimai. There seem to be a million of things which can go wrong in India.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, I will not bore you with examples. Yes. Yeah. So Prabhupada needed a very strong devotee to organize the movement.
E quindi c'era proprio aveva bisogno di un devoto molto forte per organizzare il movimento.
Who was very strong.
Un devoto molto forte.
Many of his disciples were there, and they were always getting cheated, for instance, in building, in the construction materials for the temples which Prabhupada wished to build.
E molti dei devoti di Srila Prabhupada in India avevano grosse difficoltà, specialmente quando riguardava la costruzione dei templi, spesso venivano ingannati, imbrogliati dagli indiani quando compravano il materiale per la costruzione.
The devotees would get some building some construction materials, they would put them on a pile, and next morning it was gone. They could not build the temples.
Alle volte i devoti compravano, per esempio, del materiale, lo mettevano,
in India, that's natural in India, yeah. So then Prabhupada again said, get Tamal. Yes, so then he became the GBC and oversaw the temple constructions in Vrindavan, Bombay, the Juhu temple, and Mayapur.
E poi Tamal diventò GBC in India e supervisionò la costruzione del tempio di Vrindavan, di Mayapur e di Bombay.
In the year 1972, Tamal Krishna, who was at that time a Grihastha, wanted to take to the renounced order of life.
Nel 1972, che Tamal, che a quel tempo era Grihastha, vuole prendere l'ordine di rinuncia.
He wanted to dedicate his life entirely to the mission of his spiritual master.
Voleva dedicare tutta la sua vita interamente alla missione del suo maestro
spirituale. You know, when the sannyasi has his sannyas stick, there are usually three sticks and one small stick inside.
Sapete che il bastone del sannyasi è composto da tre punti più una quarta.
The three sticks symbolize. Yes, the three sticks symbolize body, mind, and words of the bearer, which need to be 100% engaged in the Lord's service. Otherwise, these sticks beat the sannyasi. Yeah, yeah.
Significa che i bastoni simbolizzano l'impegno completo del corpo e della mente e della parola di una persona, e se la persona non è impegnata completamente in questo modo, il bastone, il quarto lo bastona lui direttamente.
Yes, you get poor troubles if you don't engage.
Se una persona non è impegnata, non impegna completamente queste tre cose, si troverà a trovare dei problemi.
It's a heavy vow.
È un voto molto pesante.
All the time there are three sticks behind you. You have to be 100% engaged. Yeah. So he took that vow in Jaipur. And then left his managerial positions to roam around in India and preach.
Poi lasciò le sue posizioni amministrative per viaggiare per tutta l'India predicando.
He became very renounced.
E divenne molto rinunciato.
Lived in a straw hut near the Ganga.
Aveva visse anche in capanne di paglia sul Gange.
And you know, for some days, but because he was always traveling and doing preaching programs. But again, then the temple were not managed properly and fell into chaos.
Però nel frattempo i templi non erano amministrati appropriatamente e c'era il caos nei templi.
So Prabhupada again shook his head and said, "Get Tamal." And in this way, he took again to his GBC managerial responsibilities of India.
E di nuovo allora riprese le sue responsabilità di GBC per l'India.
So for 4 years he was the GBC of India.
Così per 4 anni fu il GBC dell'India.
Then 74 the Radha Damodar he went back to America to do this Hare Krishna explosion in the form of these many buses, Radha Damodar buses. I have told you about them already.
Nel 1974, come avevo già raccontato prima, è tornato in America e ha organizzato l'esplosione del movimento Hare Krishna con questo programma dei bus, dei pullman.
And whenever Prabhupada was coming to America, Tamakrishna Maharaj gave him a bunch of flowers, 100 flowers.
E ogni volta che Prabhupada poi tornava in America, Tamakrishna gli faceva gli regalava un mazzo di fiori.
This time, these were not flowers with flower petals, but flower-like devotees who had joined the movement due to the preaching of these Radha Damodar buses. Yes. Imagine.
Imagine.
Giving initiation to 100 devotees, I mean, year after year. How much the movement expanded. Yes, I
don't know.
We cannot imagine. This would be good. Imagine in Prabhupada Desh every year 100 new devotees. Wow! Guru Charan gets already a headache. Yeah. No, it's all right. So. Then. In the 70, after some time, Prabhupada called again for Tamal. He wanted a competent secretary who would travel with him and do many organizational matters.
E voleva un segretario che viaggiasse insieme a lui per aiutarlo nell'organizzare diverse cose.
So up to the year 77, that means up to his department, that Tamakrishna Goswami was the personal secretary of Srila Prabhupada.
E poi fino al 1976, cioè fino alla scomparsa di Srila Prabhupada, Tamakrishna Goswami restò il segretario di Srila Prabhupada.
That was an intense service.
Un servizio molto intenso.
Prabhupada was traveling so fast all over the world.
Prabhupada viaggiava molto velocemente in tutto il mondo.
And so many things had to be organized in ISKCON.
E c'erano così tante cose da organizzare in ISKCON.
And whenever there was something difficult, Tamakrishna Maharaj had to do it. A very difficult task, for instance, was to obtain the land in Shridharmayapur, where we would make our project and later build our temple. There's a lot of land is required. And the Muslim farmers banded together that we don't want to sell our land to this ISKCON because it's Hindu and it will decrease the Muslim influence. They didn't want that the Mayapur project would expand. Prabhupada again said, get Tamar. And a little later, it was in the night, Prabhupada was waiting in Calcutta. Tamakrishna Goswami came up the stairs and said, Prabhupada, here is a contract for your land. During Srila Prabhupada, then Srila Prabhupada wanted something very difficult. The spiritual master will always bring his disciple to his limits. And he wants him to bring him beyond the limit. So one day Prabhupada said to Tamakrishna Maharaj, please go to China and open our mission there.
E poi gli disse a Tamakrishna un giorno, adesso per favore vai in Cina e anche la nostra missione, inizia la nostra missione lì.
At this moment we will open the window because it will become very intense now.
Adesso forse dovremmo aprire la finestra perché può diventare molto intenso.
Yes, and I would like that all of you are fully awake to hear this. Yeah, we get some oxygen. Yes, thank you. You are an expert, Manditangi, in opening windows. So we will just for 2 minutes have some fresh air so that everyone is fully awake.
Yes.
Tamakrishna Maharaj at that time had the Radha Damodar party.
E a quel tempo, quando Prabhupada chiese andare in Cina, aveva Tamakrishna aveva il gruppo di Radha Damodar.
It was going wonderful.
E veramente aveva un successo strepitoso.
An army of brahmacharis and sannyasis.
Era proprio un esercito di brahmacharis e di sannyasis.
Spreading Krishna consciousness like anything.
Che diffondevano la coscienza di Krishna a tutto spiano.
Now he had to go to China.
E adesso invece doveva andare in Cina.
Foreign country,
una terra straniera.
No devotees,
nessun devoto.
People who don't even have the word God in their vocabulary, do you know this?
Persone in Cina che non hanno neanche in Cina non esiste neanche la parola Dio nel vocabolario.
Yes, when Mao took the vocabulary of China, Mao Zedong, which had 30,000 words, and reduced it to 9,000 words. Do you know? This was the Cultural Revolution. I shouldn't say the words. They have these, you know, signs.
Huh?
So he thought 30,000 signs. Too difficult. Let's make it simple, 9,000. But you know, these signs are also, they are words. Everything which had to do with the religion was simply no longer existing in literature and in language.
qualsiasi cosa che riguardasse la religione, semplicemente da quel momento in avanti non esisteva più.
It is really wonderful. You come to a place and you talk about God or meditation, and people start to.
E se vai in un posto lì e provi a parlare di Dio o di meditazione, la gente fa quella faccia.
Blanco. Yeah. No understanding. What could this mean?
I
sometimes meet Chinese people, educated Chinese people, and they just, it doesn't make any sense to them.
E anche se vedete i cinesi educati, eruditi, anche loro pensano che tutto quello che stiamo dicendo non ha significato.
It's a serious challenge for any preacher.
La Cina è una sfida seria per qualsiasi predicatore.
So he said to Prabhupada, Tamakrishna Maharaj, Prabhupada, you might as well send me to the moon. The next day, Prabhupada called him again. I want you to go to China.
Voglio che vai in Cina, gli disse Prabhupada.
Tamakrishna Maharaj was on his limits.
Tamakrishna Maharaj era proprio il suo limite.
He couldn't do it.
Non poteva farlo.
But because he is a good disciple, after some time he thought, I will not be successful in my life if I don't go to China.
Però siccome andavo di cieco, dopo un po' pensò, però non potrò avere successo nella vita se non vado in Cina.
Then he said to Prabhupada, okay, I go to the moon. And he established the mission of Krishna consciousness there. He wrote a book meant for the Chinese preaching. I do not really know. Yoga for the 21st Century, I think it's called. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a novel. Yes, which describes how an educated Chinese person who studied in America met the devotees there and slowly became convinced and then started to preach in China.
È la storia di un cinese che stava a studiare in America e ha incontrato i devoti.
Yes, it was masterfully done because the Chinese people like to identify with the successful young Chinese men who can study in the materialistic kingdom, the America.
E quindi fa una cosa molto intelligente questo libro perché ai cinesi piace molto identificarsi con i cinesi che hanno successo in Occidente.
So when they read this book, they think, well, Ling Shu has taken to it. I can also take to it. This is very, it's not beyond my capability. Yes. After Srila Prabhupada's departure in 1977, Tamakrishna Goswami was designated to become a guru himself. And those who are his disciples know that he would always train them very in every particular detail, just like Prabhupada had trained him.
Che lui aveva l'abitudine di educare i suoi discepoli in modo molto dettagliato, come faceva Srila Prabhupada.
If you want to have an easy going life, don't come close to Tamakrishna Maharaj.
Se volete una vita tranquilla, così leggera, è meglio che non vi avvicinate a Tamakrishna Maharaj.
He was demanding.
E lui era uno che richiedeva molto.
The chapatis had to be just right and blow up. I have been with him at meals and I have heard how he chastised the cooks when the chapatis were not just right. Every minute detail had to be proper, otherwise there was the fire of Tamal.
Ogni piccolo dettaglio doveva essere appropriato al posto, altrimenti c'era il fuoco di Tamal.
But he was not just demanding this, let me say, good service from others, he was putting even more demand on himself.
E lui non è che chiedeva solo agli altri, non chiedeva il massimo solo agli altri, ma lui chiedeva il massimo anche a se stesso.
Yes. Then he opened the Dallas Temple, which is in a difficult situation. Only this fundamental Christians live around. Texas is. Oh.
E poi aprì il tempio a Dallas in Texas, che è una zona non facile perché avevano solo cristiani fondamentalisti in quella zona.
Yes. Bigotti, yes. And it was so difficult to attract them to the temple.
È molto difficile attrarli.
But Tamalkrishna Maharaj knew the solution.
Ma lui sapeva la soluzione.
He built the best vegetarian restaurant in America right inside the temple complex.
E lui costruì il miglior ristorante vegetariano in America proprio al centro del complesso del tempio.
Yes. In American vegetarian magazines, this Kalachanji restaurant is seen as one of the leading restaurants in the vegetarian cuisine.
In America.
Yes.
E questo ristorante di Dallas è nella lista dei migliori ristoranti vegetariani in tutta l'America, uno dei primi.
Soon Madonna came.
Anche gli Stati Uniti anche a mangiare Madonna.
Mr. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yes, all these people came and wow, it's very good. And then they would be in the temple complex, and they would have to see the deity. Later in his life, Tamalkrishna Maharaj took another challenge. He wanted to put Krishna consciousness on a very high level of acceptability. Therefore, studied to become a PhD.
E decise di voler di fare in modo che la coscienza di Krishna fosse accettata anche a livelli molto elevati, quindi cominciò a studiare per la laurea PhD.
And just before he finished, and then he wanted to preach in the academic world.
Con questo voler predicare poi nel mondo accademico.
There are two books from this time which have the articles, the award-winning articles which he wrote in his academic life.
E ci sono due libri che parlano degli articoli che aveva scritto, quegli articoli che aveva scritto per il mondo accademico.
Pure Krishna conscious.
Pura coscienza di Krishna.
If you wish, you can read them in this book, Reason and Belief. So on. Very interesting. And then he started to write his PhD, this is Dr. Thesis, called Prabhupada's Contribution to Theological Thought or something, so the theology.
E poi ha iniziato a scrivere la sua tesi, che è intitolata Il contributo di Srila Prabhupada.
And just before he finished the work, Krishna took him his professor who oversaw the work decided I will finish his work.
Il professore che lo supervisionava, lo curava, dice allora lo completerò io.
This is never done. The professor corrects the work of his disciple, pupil.
Sì, che il professore corregge il lavoro della tesi del suo alunno, non lo fa mai.
Studenti, yes.
Studente.
Yes, yes.
They
correct and not right. The student has the right, yes. But but Tamalkrishna Goswami was not a usual student.
Però Tama Krishna non era uno studente comune.
Yes, comune, no? Uncomune, yes.
Non comune,
yes. We are all waiting for this book to come. There are about three more other books which will come. We will hear, in other words, more from Tama Krishna Goswami. Now I have spoken a little official, now I will speak personally about
it.
I know Tama Krishna Maharaj, since that winter day where he came to me and brought me the Hare Krishna mantra on a piece of paper. I must admit, my nature is totally different than his. I am one of these spaced out Hare Krishna devotees. And when we talked, I always noted the sharp intelligence of my older brother. But we really never talked much about management. I know Tama Krishna Maharaj from a side which he kept quite private. He very, very much liked Vrindavan. He was purchasing this wonderful project. It's called Bhaktivedanta Ashram, right opposite to the Giriraj. Who has seen this project, please? Oh, so many. That's nice. And you, I think you must have been impressed by the how first class it is inside, huh? I was there when really it was a very old broken down palace. I had my bicycle there, and I would sleep there, and every morning I would go with my bicycle to some nice place in Vrindavan and simply chant extra rounds. And then Tama Krishna Maharaj came. And every evening we talked about Krishna. I could see how he had just come from some very intense project, and I could see how he put a switch in him and switched to the Vrindavan mood. You can only appreciate Vrindavan if you go into an internal mood. Yes, and he would chant the whole day, totally alone for himself. Yes. He lived in a very simple circumstance. You can't imagine how simple it was. Showers from buckets. And, there was a problem. There was the king of the monkeys. He thought he was the king of the palace. He seriously was convinced of this. Yes, and he was very aggressive. What are these Westerners doing here? I am the king. They have no right to occupy this palace.
Non hanno diritto di occupare questo palazzo.
Most probably he saw us like we see the monkeys. And you always had to have a stick.
Ci vuole sempre un bastone.
Because he was a king.
Perché lui era re.
Very strong.
Era molto forte.
But we lived there very happily.
No, vivevamo lì felicemente.
We gave him his place, you stay here and we stay here, no problem.
Okay.
And he became peaceful. And there, you know, we had many trees, tamal trees. These tamal trees are very dear to Lord Krishna. And once Gonarayan Prabhu, who is the manager of that place, for some building purposes, had to cut a tamal tree. And Tamal Krishna heard about this. He said, if you ever do this again, I will never come back to the project. Yes, he knew about the specific nature of each of the residents of Vrindavan. They are very great exalted servants of Lord Krishna. I remember sitting with Dhammakrishna Maharaj in Zurich for many hours talking just about Krishna.
Mi ricordo, non si ricorda anche a Torino, molte volte quando passavo da Krishna stavamo per molte ore a parlare insieme.
I remember how we walked through the forest of Switzerland.
E si ricorda quando hanno fatto una passeggiata nella foresta di Svizzera.
And how he asked me, Sachinanda Swami, what do you think?
E mi chiedeva, Sachinanda Swami, cosa pensi?
I remember how he visited me in Germany in the little house and we were talking and he would say, please advise me, what do you think?
E una volta in una piccola casetta in Germania e richiese, per favore, dammi un consiglio, cosa ne pensi, cosa pensi che debba fare?
You will be surprised, he did this with almost every one of his god brothers.
E sarò sorpreso nel sapere che lui faceva così con quasi tutti i suoi confratelli, chiedeva cosa...
Although he was such a strong leader, he would always ask his god brothers, please give me an advice how I should act.
Sebbene fosse un leader così forte, chiedeva sempre ai suoi confratelli, per favore, ditemi come devo agire.
And he meant it. It was not just politeness.
Però non era solo una cosa di educazione, ma lui lo voleva, intendeva veramente così.
And it is this soft, tender nature of Dhammakrishna Maharaj, which makes him such an extraordinary devotee.
E questa natura soffice e tenera lo rendono un devoto straordinario.
Very strong on one side. Oof. Like laser. Isn't it?
Da parte molto forte, come un laser molto potente.
But extremely soft and humble on the other side.
Però dall'altra parte estremamente morbido, soffice e umile.
And very interested in Krishna.
E molto interessato in Krishna.
Always he went beyond his limitations.
Si portava al massimo dei suoi limiti.
Yes, to find Lord Krishna.
Per cercare di trovare il Signore Krishna.
And finally he went beyond the limit of death. Yes, and I think he is finding Lord Krishna somewhere. I do not know how successful I am in bringing this out. He was constantly searching. For hours we would sit and just discuss Krishna conscious questions, you know. He had usually noted them all down, and question 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes.
e lui delle volte stavamo per ore a discutere domande di coscienza di Krishna, lui se le scriveva dopo, domande profonde sulla coscienza di Krishna, domanda 1, 2, 3, 4.
On Ekadasi nights in Vrindavan, we would all visit him at his house, and we would cantare, and we would sing, and discuss like anything, up till the next morning.
Nei giorni di Ekadasi a Vrindavan, andavamo tutti alla sua casa, e tutta la notte cantavamo, e poi discutevamo tutta la notte, fino al mattino dopo.
Sometimes the discussion... Oh, you can't believe the discussion. Sometimes they are so intense that I said, I totally disagree with you. And then he became so intense, you know, when brothers are there, then you leave this house. Then I said, all right, I'm leaving this minute. Then I was at the door. Then he came, no, don't leave, sit here. The older brother could be very intense. But extremely loving. Yes. There are so many things to say. I know how last year, this is how I will end. Last year it was in December. I was at the Radha Gopinath temple with another friend of mine, Radhanath Maharaj. And one morning Radhanath Maharaj announced, today we will plant a Kamal tree in memory of Kamal Krishna Goswami. And he was very moving ceremony. He was glorifying Dhammakrishna Maharaj. And then he remembered how one day before Dhammakrishna Maharaj left the body, Dhammakrishna Maharaj had noted his very nice slippers, Radhanath Maharaj, very nice Indian slippers. You know. Yeah, they look like these, you know, these sadhu shoes where there is one wooden peg in the middle. But they were saffron color and made of saffron of rubber. Rubber. So Krishna Maharaj noted this and said, oh, they are very nice shoes. Radhanath Maharaj says, very good. would you like to have a pair of these? I can arrange that they are brought from Bombay. Dhammakrishna Maharaj said, no, next year I will visit you in Bombay, and then you can present the shoes to me. And 2 days later he left the body. So in December, not next year, he said in the winter I will come. So in December that was the time of Dhammakrishna Maharaj's visit. So on that day, Radhanath Maharaj decided to plant a tamal tree in honoring that visit, that planned visit of Dhammakrishna Goswami. In this way, actually, Tamal came.
In questo modo, Tamal è arrivato davvero.
Then, when the tree was planted,
poi quando l'albero fu piantato,
he called one of his disciples, and he said, "I want to very lovingly make an offering now of these special sadhu rubber shoes, which Maharaj liked." And we did, we all did a very nice abhishek of these special plastic rubber sadhu shoes. The plastic, yes. It was very nice. It was, yeah, I think you can all appreciate it was a gesture of love and affection. By this love and affection, one is kept together even beyond death. On this day, we also remember our Guru Charan Prabhu, the very dear disciple of Thapakrishna Maharaj.
Oggi ricordiamo anche di Guru Charan
Maharaj.
Yeah, yeah. He was done such persistent service in Italy to keep this wonderful project.
Ha fatto questo consistente servizio in Italia per tenere insieme questo meraviglioso progetto.
And who has absorbed so nice the qualities of his spiritual master. He likes to chant and dance like Thapakrishna Maharaj. And does very nice management.
Mm.
So, yes, so we are very happy to have such a steady servant of his Guru Maharaj. And we wish to support him in his project to make this a wonderful, wonderful place. I think if Thapakrishna Maharaj would come, he would see, oh, this stone is not proper. And the grounds need to be some nice garden. And he would have many impossible demands. But we are sure that they will be fulfilled in due course of time. Yes, I'm personally very happy and sad at the same time on this day.
Oggi, allo stesso tempo, sono sia felice che triste.
Because Thapakrishna Maharaj had invited me many times to come to Cambridge to see him.
Thapakrishna Maharaj mi aveva invitato molte volte a visitarlo a Cambridge.
Yes, we wanted to continue our discussions there. And I'm sure he would not have thrown me out. but for some foolish reasons, foolish means I was always engaged, I did not come actually. But sometime after his death, he came to me.
Una volta, dopo un po' di tempo, lui venne a visitare. Alcune volte mi invitava in ventura.
He came in a wonderful dream.
È venuto in un meraviglioso sogno.
Yeah.
Dopo la morte.
Yes, after the death, yes, yes. To say goodbye. Because we didn't have time to say goodbye.
Perché non avevamo molto tempo per dirci di salutarci.
This was a very nice incident which shows that a Vaishnava is not dying really.
E questo fu un fatto molto interessante che mostra che un Vaishnava non muore.
He was really present and we had our nice conversations like we always had them.
Lui era realmente presente, abbiamo avuto una bella conversazione insieme.
Yeah. It was very moving, and I cannot tell this now, because then I would make you all cry.
Yeah.
I will tell another time when. Yeah. No, please. Hare Krishna. Yes. Tama Krishna Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The word of devotional service ki jai. Yes, this is what we learn from a devotee like Tama Krishna Maharaj. The best word we can be in is the word of intense devotional service. That's the best word. Monday. Yes, it's a Monday. Monday de servizio di Krishna. Yes, this is the best word. Yeah. Okay. What a wonderful life, isn't it, when you hear? It's so inspiring, isn't it? Someone who just dedicates his life to serving Prabhupada and Krishna. Oh, we feel so good to just hear it, this example. Please don't be shy to enter this world. It's an intense world. But it's the only happy world which is in this otherwise quite unhappy world. Yes. All right, so I will end here. Let us see, should we ask for questions? Or it is small. Would any one of you like to ask a question? Yes, I will. I'm always changing translators, so I hope it's all right. You needed to translate, because he would not translate what I would say. You would tell me. No. Now you can translate.
If you can say something about contacting this person who are not present here.
Mm-hmm.
Puoi parlare di quelle persone che non sono più presenti qua, come possiamo contattarle ancora?
Well, there are many tapes available.
Ci sono molti nastri disponibili.
And there is also this quite many literatures.
E ci sono anche molti libri.
Yes, so you can. But it's very important to absorb the example of these great souls. When you follow someone's example, you very much come in contact with him. It's somehow mystical, really. It works a little bit on the material platform as well. Yes. For instance, people like to follow the example in my time, so of Jimi Hendrix. I do not know if you have heard about him, because he is also. You know, they would play the guitar with a mouth. It's not a very sadic example. Young generations would take on the different moods of their fan, of their stars. And after some time, they almost became I was in one German TV broadcast. It was called Idols. Idols, yeah. Idole, yes. The German president was there. Some surviving members of the Doors. This Russian dancer Andrei Nureyev, yes. Then people, idols of sport. Many idols. And Boy George was there.
Boy George, president.
And we also came. I am also a little idol. Yes. Piccolo idol means was the chorus singer. Boy George. Yes. Piccolo. Yes. And then came, there was a German singer, Udo Lindenberg. Udo Lindenberg, not Guru, Udo. Udo Lindenberg, yes. Udo Lindenberg, he is like your Adriano Celentano. Yes, like similar, very similar, yes. Now, Udo Lindenberg has one fan who knows every word of every single song. He likes Udo Lindenberg so much, he dresses like Udo Lindenberg. He has a hat. Typical Udo Lindenberg hat. He looks like him. He speaks like him. He has the same habits. Let me ask Nishinga Priyava, warst du da? Hast du ihn gesehen? Nee? He really absorbed all the qualities of Udo Lindenberg. By following the example of this very insignificant, sinful drinker of German beer. So when you follow someone's example, you absorb the qualities. This is my point. And I would recommend you to read in the literature. There's a nice, of course, Prabhupada Lilamrita. There we hear lots of Dhamma Krishna Maharaj. Also a very good book to study for devotees is The Servant of the Servant. Yeah, there he describes his relationship in service with Srila Prabhupada. And you develop some contact. It's a contact. When I was preparing for this lecture, I was remembering Dhamma Krishna Maharaj very much and felt very close again. Yes, so this is very important to hear of the example of such a devotee and follow in his footsteps, as we say. That means follow his example.
Quindi è molto importante sentire a ricordo di questi grandi anni e poi cercare di seguire il loro prodigio, cioè seguire il loro esempio.
Then you also feel some determination.
Allora anche noi sentiamo della determinazione.
Try it, it works wonders.
Provate e funziona molto bene.
Some of the qualities will come into you.
Alcune qualità arriveranno, entreranno.
The Red Indians have the saying, if you want to understand me, brother, walk one day in my moccasins.
Lo dicono anche i peli rossi, dicono, se vuoi capirmi, fratello, cammina un giorno dentro le mie moccasini.
Capirmi, fratello. Yes. Because you know, follow, that means follow the footsteps.
Cioè significa seguire le impronte.
Hare Krishna. Any other devotee has a question? Pietro, sì. Pietro?
Yeah. Tutti i sogni che si hanno con me spirituale, con i devoti, sono tutti veri, sono tutti da prendere.
All the dreams we have of the spiritual master, the Lord, the devotees, are all true. We have to take them as a real experience, from a spiritual.
Once Prabhupada was asked a similar question on a morning walk in Paris. The question was, Prabhupada, if we dream, thank you, if we dream of you, are you there? And Prabhupada answered yes. On one level, he's there. Now, Pietro, if you have like a crazy dream, like you, many times our dreams are a little crazy. Like, you know, maybe you dream your spiritual master in a typical dream situation where he would never come in a, like it would never be in actual life. Yes, you may, he may not be there. But many times our dreams of the spiritual masters have very, very interesting elements.
Però molte volte i sogni che noi facciamo del nostro maestro spirituale ha degli elementi molto molto interessanti.
Which are very true.
Sono veri, sono
reali. I want to tell you a dream of Prabhupada where also Tamakrishna Maharaj had a role.
Posso raccontare un sogno che ho avuto di Prabhupada dove c'era presente anche Tamakrishna.
I was thinking, should I take sannyasa or not?
Guardate, stavo pensando, devo prendere sannyasa o no?
And I went to Tamakrishna Maharaj and asked him, what do you think? No, this is in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan.
Yes.
He said, what are your reasons? I explained, I somehow want to live a more intense Krishna conscious life. I think it would help me. At the same time, I do not know, maybe this is just external. I can also preach as a brahmachari. I can have an intense life as a brahmachari. So I'm in doubt whether to take or not to take. Then he said, take. Prendilo, yes. So, still I was in doubt. Because I have a very, very strong head also. Yes. So, then I had a dream. I was coming back from a preaching journey. And the devotees were asking me, like always, how was it? What were the special events? And in my heart I felt so, said, I can't tell you, I have so much pain in my heart at the moment, I want to find Prabhupada, I can't tolerate this any longer to be without Prabhupada. Here Prabhupada had left already. I will search Prabhupada and I will not stop unless I find him. This was in a dream, huh? So I went and I came to a beautiful temple near the ocean. I went in the temple, maybe Prabhupada is here. Then I went to the altar to pay my obeisances. But the altar was closed. And in my dream I was thinking, oh, everything is closed for me without the mercy of Prabhupada. But then I heard in some other big hall some chanting was going on. Svaha. And I ran up the stairs to this hall and I saw from the back there was a Vyasa sign, and on the Vyasa sign was Prabhupada. I immediately ran to Prabhupada, like the child who runs to the father. Then when I was running, I was seeing there were several devotees who had the danda stick. They sat around a yajna. And Tamakrishna Maharaj was next to Prabhupada. So I went there. And I paid my obeisances to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, Sachinanda, you're always too late. Sit down, it's your sannyas initiation. So, wonderful, I said. And sit down. And then I was initiated. Hare Krishna. I thought that was a... Then I woke up. In my dream I had gone like... I was so happy in the dream. Yes. And because I must have thrown my thing, I noticed I knocked on the wall. And I woke up. the most violent waking up from a rest. Yeah. And then I knew, okay, I will take sannyas. Hare Krishna. So this was, I consider this a real dream. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Okay, so I think now we will have to leave you. I wish you a very nice festival. Maybe you want to read a little from the servant of the servant. Yeah. We will have now to quickly go back to Germany because I need to catch a plane to go to Mayapur. Yes.
Germania, e poi deve prendere l'aereo per andare a Mayapur.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki.